Should you clan a gale as Bavaliam Corfalkur Eriolu? My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
This programme is called Clan a Gael, in which, as well as the English language, nis you clash nis ridanach sechilg. You'll also hear something in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elin Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish, well, odd items in old newspapers often draw attention away from the original reason for looking at the newspaper in the first place. Mind you, the search facility of the Eye Museum helps to focus, but it's still fun just to pull up a whole newspaper and browse. However, we'll resist the temptation and focus on, well, two newspapers, in fact, and just one item of news. Hook sin kion there and chid chab till je ghi ons na shelly and chis jerry as carau mi shigam ach yon frail rish as gil shen. Ach na shen, na yai shen as olyu, ni ma jyn ar pyr delia jyn sgil, tojach a na chab till, as ta na chab till en masich yn red fein. Tan kiachan tanach dan lesha char an o a rodan ustia, lorish an awin. We'll advance by 6 hours and join Scottish band Run Rig for Midnight. I'm not sure I was going to say on the anchorage, but it's Erin Arcasaid, or the Arcasaid Moor is a particular deep water inlet on Eriskay, practically divides the island in two, in fact. Tashu geish jachrish radio vanning, stashu nanashun, scale na wash dulish, alian vanning.
Children, we're at more, we're
Runrig, Mainich Ernarkesid. The Peel City Guardian for Saturday the 8th of September 1906 has an article about the formal ceremony of laying the foundation stone of the library presented to Peel through the generosity of the Honourable J.K. Ward, Member of the Legislative Council of Montreal, and which is now being erected on the spot in Castle Street where Mr. Ward was born. Well, in the absence of J.K. Ward himself, one of three representatives who were present, Mr. J.J. Taggart, gave a speech. He would like, he said, to congratulate Peel,
hear, hear,
upon the possession of a son who loved his native place so much as to make it so valuable and useful a present as he believed this library would be. There was something peculiarly fitting in the fact of it being built upon the spot where the donor was born 87 years ago, or, to be very correct, it would be 87 years next Sunday. They couldn't have the ceremony held on a Sunday, or otherwise he would have liked much to have had it held on the anniversary of Mr. Ward's birthday. Roddy, as a kirchen at Altajum, Moragial de Rauetaura, Masalch, Bavaliam Shira Forgid. Van Rodden na Hayer a Cladach, Goyl a Ren Beg. Vicartech Rue a Heen, Masaw Vigotch na Moorlesh. As gerauis on corgeel kaart de kirchen, ne de redde bielje. Nier as morgens of ore, ve gambelt zijn jawin, djinnu sheshach rische geurgen na tonnegen. As tre jinnach na tonnegen gul bun reskinders nin ging fo, mot an oosjek tonnegen, jinnach e tomusies as kiklen a skorninenok, just fo en vol vech na smeglenok, der au smeglen eg tonnegen. Derevet eignet de hitkes en echte rich, de sairach, spoeterach as corri, as kren in vegig en ersen, nood wel in jou fossil de grey de bollach, de huljurit tau genachten, treten kjon et foon ustje. Verjere rennet gwier de guller soel, as de chorgeel den a kuschenegge heen, as de vergeel utsen de chorgeel dausen oxen heen. Now this is a song about a late husband's wardrobe. However, Ar Chwarezed Gwadeg, the Breton sisters Gwadeg, Marivon, Tassi and Eugénie, sound quite happy about it.
La 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 la
Lagna ki wutau a hem, 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 lagna ki
Ar Chwarae Zed Gwadeg, the Gwadeg sisters from Carche in Brittany, recorded in 1973. Mas o hae a rod yn yr sŵl, as hae a sys ar a chladach ffôn grin, as ren y crw a ren mwn yn gion, fe greirish banag na tonagan. Rysio ling a chwlw, siwn yn ges sŵs, tyma ta tonagan, farbl hws, tonag as celach, cadyn bwy a craw, Gib wi a shilianish sy'n iaw yn gold o braw. Lyddon me gladd y tash, all a roach a shen, Shem yr fyd a siodon, dull yr hŵr len. Dach eg nyt amai lesh cach, smile ying yn fe, king hys, farbl hws, shin yn me. Eamon na golonan, gulian sus nus, a shingan nish tomas hys, farbl hws. Chynel mi siga dy fel mi cwnta chymwr ys sien ys olyw jen ar ein beg sien roddan dŵr dy cych yn dy haradach. Fe gyfardach fes yn hun ys gwmol es yn rhaw ffiseg pech yr bu sen, as fy ben eg yr erach wchus dy lort dy girach. Nyn y tynnag yn nodr, drega roddan dy ginnol. Mr. Taggart then introduced the architect J.H. Harry Cowell of Douglas. At this stage in 1906, he was giving an outline description of the library building that was going to be built on this site in Peel. Mr. Taggart then called on the clerk of the rolls, who was Thomas Neen. Mr. Taggart, says the article, addressing the clerk of the rolls, said, Your Honour, I have now to ask you on behalf of Mr. Ward to be good enough to lay the foundation stone of the library which he is presenting to Peel. To enable you to do it in a businesslike manner, I have much pleasure in accepting your... Oh, yes. I have much pleasure in asking your acceptance of this mallet and this trowel, enclosed, as you see, in its own case. The present is from the architect of the building and myself, and I hope your honour will duly lay this stone in a workmanlike manner, and that you'll accept of this trowel and mallet as a memento of this wet afternoon. Laughter. Russian Silver Band with a version of Ellen Vanin arranged by John Kinley.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Siodiw stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Vanin, a stasiw geisiach, rys Clen y Gael, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cydyn Carswell, Robert y Carswellach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Peel City Guardian records Thomas Neen's reply. The Clerk of the Rolls. Mr. Taggart and Mr. Cowell, I thank you both most heartily for the very handsome silver trowel and the mallet, which is apparently of ebony, with which you've presented me. My first duty is to place in the cavity of the stone this bottle, sealed, which contains a document setting out the purpose for which the building is being erected, with the date of laying the stone, a number of current coins of the realm, and copies of the various insular newspapers. This interesting part of the ceremony was performed by His Honour under the curious eyes of many onlookers. The stone was suspended from a tripod, and Mr. Thomas Crane, who is to be the mason of the building, with Mr. W. Spence, one of his workmen, adjusted it so that His Honour easily fitted it in the position in which it will sit. It will be in the front of the building. The clerk of the rolls. I declare this stone well and truly laid. Tad Grey. Cren fern y fel ceda ffwli dynnu na tadgiri, tre tadgiri, as mor tadgiri. Sia ffwli elio fein yn saer claddi yn as dyn or wyliw yn treas, dyn nhw rehen as bardach as cwy ectafus mwn yn gion. Cren boch nid y sio dy bolach. Sient yn y tonnag yn grei. Sien mo te as y cych yn les criolid mŵr. Chanelau eich o'r erbi deli y rodan as ei cwryd as. Cat y mae eich chanelau, chanelau, dreg y cych yn dy blanderach. Ach, na fo mi gyr i braiach gyd, na dyn nhw cwr leis mi dy chwr siliau ar maen siatod. Ta mi eich las yn chwys mo eich iawn, as bofael iam dy mŵr chyt dy fe ein jys achrys. Dy jarw son sigrys as y rodd yn dwy, rhan lim y sws dy fe na chiaddw as hwg i bardach mach as eich iawn rys y lai. Gaw mach y beda ys nym yd sbeg y sws gysen chylirach. Now, ac eraill is the Welsh for and others or etc. And it was the name taken by one Welsh band who were fed up not even being named on a poster. They were just among ag eraill and the rest of the bill. Well, here they're heading off to the west.
Fan wyl i dar yr hael yn machlid ar y gorwel Mae cysgodion tywyll eisoes yn y gryn Nid oes i'n seren i'w gweld heno Fli yn y nen A dydy'r lleiad heb godi eto dros y gryn Dadau eu twyllo gan bobl arc Hyd yr oesoedd Fe gredent y cyfan wedwyd wrth i'n trwy Dygwyd gwerth ac urddas oddi wrth y genedl Gyfan Ond sicr hawn na ddigwyddo hyn fydd mwy Dyr di ffwrdd gyda mi Wyt ti'n coio pentre bach yma fawr yn siarad Cymraeg Dim ond rhyw ddim mlynedd yn ôl Yna'i cyswyddi'n brin mi rhaid i'r Cymru Symud i ffwrdd, a daeth y lladron estron yn ei lle yn ôl. Dyrd i ffwrdd gyda mi, awn yn ôl i'n cynefyd. Gwed y daid i heno gyda mi. Down and on, tia gorllewin Ac yn ôl y gorllewin, y cawn dechrau Gan ddangos ein cryfder i'r byd Giliwn ni grynhoi'n er mwyn adfer ond ein hyrti feddiaeth I gyd. Adferwn ein hyrti feddiaeth I gyd.
Welsh band Ag Eraill and the song Tir Gorllewin, to the west where they were going because that's where they could speak Welsh, siarad Cymraeg. Canelli ryw y tre niawch iar dy chwrs iliau'r tod, dy moch yn y dy hanmach, te dy cynjach jain o'n agnia, dy cynjach sogarach, dy cynjach man ryd y ffag yn nhw, dy cynjach molich tre taw fy gael. Te jain dy fein y fech fi jes eis gyn awrys dŵr dy cychan, as e drapol stiach sy feda as goel na majin raw, chawds ryn y rod yn sawr y hun o'n sygera. Te dy jarw na fech jain sort sier, dreg y rodan. Cho ona, cho dwy ys cho graiach te. Fod ei nefel ei ffi glic, gan al bod jwliw fein yn ŵr chili, as fod ei nefel ei ffrosiach chom ys corfi ynach. Ach, ta ben yn ffi faes y dwch ys ega, sien to di. Lwgd aw chyt ma gyd lwbos yn iawn, Va shilioch shan tai stomo wujl as brig rai bogach, lesh londegan as dai oru, shin a shiskas oiran ustia. Shen halia toad, on shen as a rodan. Well, I've looked all round the Ward Public Library, but there's no trace of the foundation stone that was laid by Thomas Nean, the clerk of the rolls. However, following the ceremonial laying, the Peel City Guardian says that His Honour went on to make the following remarks. First of all, I'd perhaps better refer to Mr. Ward, because, although he was very well known to the older members of the company, to many of the younger people he must be merely a name. Mr. Ward was born on this site some 87 years ago. He'd lived in Peel for a short time, and then his parents had removed to Douglas, and Mr. Ward with them. When quite a young man, nearly 70 years ago, Mr. Ward was one of those who might be fairly described as one of the successful men of the world. In Canada, he'd carved out for himself a name and had made a fortune. But, while he, J.K. Ward, prospered, his heart seemed to have clung to the place which gave him birth. Liam O'Mwinley asked the question now, Cahon, when?
Kani yok to valyo khogom o kanada gomadle heler ist Kani yok to valyo khogom fana mer log sana magadilish Oh, Kan ju ka to välja hugga på dem här och laga såna mega tillus. Kosin då i mig ring och dig jag ska komma och låta dig finna komma hit. Ta bara några bort dig finna komma hit och bara hör det hugga så mycket lite här. Kan jag kato välja hugga mig kan jag ta mig till lys? Kan jag kato välja hugga mig kan jag ta mig till lys? Kan jag kato välja hugga mig
Liam O'Meanley, Cairn. Actually, a Cune, I suppose, in Manx. Actually, I suppose it was Ronan O'Snoddy that was asking the question. He wrote the song, but it's sung there by Liam O'Meanley. Est an gheosien er a chow chier, et an chlea fogra grey, privegeach gul ar tolu mi lawich, gul suskus a tai bedega, red nimaj frigela beda. Ten a stable un shid gus a chow yesh. Shen the halia quiritav gian air nish, Fi chianus ta shen. Ta tod birchach da lur tau tigl. As shaw son sigar as ferge na tyen sin jeshus an urd shaw. Gen a fel shin riu goi rish shen rish tod. Rennad snau sus a gyo. As renna kiach an rechen am agen rawega bwrd, chawds henkad da vei fo skado tai bed a mŵr. On shaw honigad imedi bed an braw, Croch a fain a garminen, na tarid hús ar shliawinen, a chraw fair a bís an ostia. As fa erach mor da bech ein na wall as image as tregit. Yich a rodan ba gyt da mush. Tammy tiggle as eshen, ta bed ar a sang ol sha, te ski jay as gintlesh. Tammy gindis crein jeanit na tang ol toyach der nish. Well, Thomas Neen continues. For the last century, he, J.K. Ward, had, in one way or another, shown his very deep interest in his native isle, both in coming here from time to time to see his many old friends, and also in many other ways showing his substantial interest in the country which gave him birth. Many hundreds, nay, thousands of pounds had he spent during the course of that time in various acts of charity throughout the island. He'd been a liberal donor to the hospital at Douglas. He presented Peel with its town clock. And year by year he contributed very handsome sums indeed towards the various insular charities. And now, at the advanced age of 87, he'd seen fit in his generosity to mark in a peculiarly appropriate way his appreciation of the town of his birth by presenting a free public library to be maintained by the town commissioners of Peel for the benefit of the inhabitants of his native town. Hear, hear, and applause. And that was Neil Davey and Jen Dyer playing some tunes that were collected in Cornwall, although, of course, as is often the case, these can be very well-travelled tunes indeed. That was a set which they called An Lanao, which I think means the full flowing tide. As the Jaro showed you, Stasiun yr Asiun, Radio Fanning, as she Claire Ningeld and Claire Shaw. She Robert Cotin Carswalt and Enamorum, Robert a Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ta rod as ligd yn gol le shilio her. Nimid clash nul yw mychion ega lia da lŵr. Renna drapel mach as a veda, as renna talcal harish na londeg yn tatnys ac jesinit les blechen, the hero toad. As henked ersen goil fe ons kergerach as over chelly, les dreig ega drawi gotjak smunion eridanach, as castles cheer a moor a sheet macher in the glune an ega. Hooray, Dillia, as renne limousus tre honic eard, show yin the sach, renne crane a megan ochnan yis the creoil, gin furcht in her keech and vey courage her end, eh? Cray ho ginnel as tashu, gawi lesh, as eh downsome a geetamu. Vamir chi corbeda she's a yaw in her to hon, Roddy, les serich and shigged rawis the vey courit lesh the sword to shirirach, cray her be vow the yunu, vami giri us the moor, nanist you, katesh, cray tashu giri goil, tashu stiach on as goil ridanach. Well, as was the way with public occasions, there were other speeches going. Mr. F. Crow, chairman of the Peel Town Commissioners, was followed by Mr. E. Lambert, vice-chairman of the Town Commissioners. Then there came Mr. T. C. Kermode, one of the churchwardens, who was speaking in the unavoidable absence of the Vicar of Jermyn. He said, "It had fallen to his lot to refer to Mr. Dale's gift of a home for the poor in Castle Street. They would be aware that on this site where they were standing was formerly a house left by Charles Cooper in 1810 for the benefit of the poor of Peel. The vicar and wardens decided to pull it down, it being out of date, in order to erect another building for the poor. While considering this matter, Mr. Ward's gift of a library came to their knowledge, and as Mr. Ward wished his library built upon this site, the vicar and wardens had no objection whatever to sell it for that purpose in the interests of the town." Now, this is a song by a young woman of Herta, the island of St. Kilda. It's a mocking song making fun of a lad who's, well, not as bold as she'd like in collecting birds' eggs from the cliffs, that dangerous task that they used to do, dangling on ropes down the cliff face and collecting the gulls' eggs. I've also heard this song described as St. Kilda Bird Song. Now, this is Seanag Nichonich, Joan McKenzie, singing Hin Dal Horohi.
Hin Dal Horohi, oh, Hin Dal La, Hin Dal Horohi, Ururui, Ururui, Hin Dal Horohi, oh, Hin Dal La. A flask of a sepaduser, ishing on a tall, snuffing a soak, a surik ammonia, in the la horohi, in the la la, in the la horohi, in the la horohi, in the la la. Catavini prenu, chaprika, shrutangani, hatukutun, huin, hunarayata, chetani, in the la horohi, in the la la, in the la horohi, in the la horohi, in the la la. Struina from a lemon on a yakinak nikata, akin it is me as mischievica harder. In the la horohi, in the la la, in the la horohi, rurururur, in the la horohi, in the la la.
And that's St. Kilda Bird Song, Hin Dal Horohi, sung by Seanag Nichonich. She was from Shada, I think it was, in the Isle of Lewis. Well, as we've heard, there were a number of speeches made on the occasion of the laying of the foundation stone for the Ward Public Library. However, according to the Peel City Guardian, this formal ceremony took place in the presence of a considerable gathering of the townspeople. The day was regrettably wet and unsettled. But the ardour of the citizens didn't allow such a trivial matter to interfere with the pleasantry of the proceedings, and the function passed off in the most satisfactory manner. And then turning to what the Isle of Man Times had to say with its edition for the 8th, Saturday the 8th, it says, "The weather at the time was very unpleasant, rain falling continuously, with occasionally heavy showers. But notwithstanding, there was a large assembly of townspeople and others." And so the final speech in the rain came from the Peel MHK of the time, Mr. T.H. Cormod. He mentioned, or Mrs. T.H. Cormod, it depends, I suppose, which pronunciation you go for there. Now, he mentioned J.K. Ward, although he said he didn't actually know him himself, he'd never met him. But then he said that he was down to speak of the advantages of the gift of the library to Peel. However, he said, considering the state of the weather, he wouldn't detain them. Nevertheless, he did go on to say something about the advantages of the gift of a library to Peel, but anyway, they were probably soaking wet through by that time anyway, so I don't suppose it made an awful great deal of difference to them. Chanel fisio crecho ech oilas te, shuish chitkas o cat nish. Ligdan vein inside a cune rish tamald beg toady as a rodden, as rene kiawa heen stiach, ons ker hog oil, chauds rene kirchen saishis, ons fair elia, liorish, as rene re cur toil na gemchon, tai tatnisach toad. And tai sailor er a clen yawin, Dame Toad the Brie Oil. Na boler be elias on shenna's ulu, canodach e square by granius. On shore ren a rodan broder a kirchen, the mi ega honig a toad e ginushen, as rene jergach at the moor. For shallage, the hostage, meow eshach. Esh gau toad toyach de gerachty. Cat a lure roddy is eshen, and el shen nach an oshem tau tiggle. As can e tie ro, okay, vel? The fisset de veluhin kunt a moor de lure jay. Ach, esh you rum, lig dun ve keelach, ta shuish the bain heen vami geary, signed you kunaliam, jane scanch smue. Well, now, Alain Stivell sings about the Breton language. The Breton language is called Brezhoneg. And in this particular song, which is written by Alain Stivell himself, it's called Brezhoneg Rock. And you'll find out why, as we hear particularly Dana Brass on guitar. And that was Brezhoneg Rock, Breton Language Rock, a song about the Breton language, Brezhoneg, written and performed by Alain Stivell from his Chemin de Terre album, which was released under the English title as well, From Celtic Roots. Teimachon immer tamishilten as a rodan lesh immer ka'ona, te chitliat mai delur, ger de veli skjola menik delur fos. Les palcha meanit as tauser be the insach, for the dejinu. Oh, fit, bedrus, renna toad a brishus jack on, a skach vurega, gammon tutachs on gillion eh. Well, after all the speeches in the heavy rain at the site in Castle Street, even that was followed by votes of thanks, which were seconded and accepted with yet more thanks. They then walked up Castle Street to Market Square, and there was a bun fight in the Peel Castle Hotel, with more votes of thanks and toasts all round. This was after the laying of the foundation stone of the J.K. Ward Public Library in Castle Street, Peel, by Thomas Neane, the Clerk of the Rolls, and that took place on the 6th of September, 1906. As Masor Tashina Jitkus Atredach or Kion Ernan Eben Rishtach. We close with a bit of acid croft, as they call it, from Scottish band Shugle Lifty. This one called Black Dog, Mordadu, from their 2020 release, which is called Acid Croft Volume 9. And so for this week, that's it from Clairnagale. So this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert the Carslash.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary will you, as orser ye, as my yearian shared you.